Temporary Protected Status, or TPS, is designated by the Department of Homeland Security. It allows people from various countries to live in the U.S. as a temporary safe haven. In late 2017, the Trump administration announced it would terminate the program for numerous countries. However, in October, a federal judge in California put those plans on hold until there's further review by the courts. KUNR reporter Karina Gonzalez visited a TPS holder from Nicaragua, whose status was originally set to terminate Saturday.
Hi, Chocho. Chocho! Chocho, come here.
As you walk into Yasmin Valenzuela's home in Carson City, you're instantly welcomed by her dog, Chocho. Valenzuela has been a TPS holder for almost 20 years. She came to the United States in 1999 to escape the political instability in Nicaragua. Now she's 62 and lives peacefully with her son, granddaughters, and Chocho.
El TPS nos ha permitido a todos los nicaragüenses haber tenido una vida digna.
TPS has allowed all Nicaraguans to have a dignified life, above all with freedom. It also allows us to have a well-paid job, and with it, I'm able to buy a house. I can move around to other cities and states in the United States, travel in peace, live in peace, provide an education for my kids, and give them a better future, because we are legal.
As of 2017, there were more than 4,400 temporary protected status holders living in Nevada. That's according to the Congressional Research Service. TPS is currently designated for 10 countries, but was set to expire over the next couple of years. However, there is an ongoing federal court case putting that termination on hold for 4 countries, including Nicaragua, El Salvador, Haiti, and Sudan. Steve Brazelton is an attorney in Reno who specializes in immigration law.
So it's a bit up in the air right now. So the renewal periods have ended. However, with this recent court decision, work permits are being extended. So we're kind of on a see-as-we-go basis right now.
At this point, the Justice Department has appealed the ruling that has temporarily halted the program's elimination. A department spokesman said in a statement that the court's decision usurps the role of the executive branch. The statement also defends the White House and the Department of Homeland Security, saying the Justice Department will continue to fight for the integrity of our immigration laws and our national security. While TPS remains in legal limbo, Valenzuela and many others don't know if and when they'll have to leave.
No me quiero quedar ilegal.
I don't want to stay here illegally. I know what it's like to be here illegally in this country. I know what people suffer. But for those of us who have worked, who have been good citizens, who have paid our taxes and have contributed to the development of this country, it's unfair for us to be thrown out.
If Valenzuela returns to Nicaragua, she'll be leaving behind her 2 adult children and her grandkids. Her daughter, Ana Sanchez Valenzuela, is a DACA recipient who's expecting her first child in the spring.
I don't want her to go back. She's been living here for 20 years, and we don't want her to go back, especially with the situation right now in Nicaragua. They're not going to treat her like she's a Nicaraguan citizen.
Entonces, la pregunta es, nosotros estando aquí, ¿cómo nosotros vamos a regresar a Nicaragua?
So the question is, how are we going to return to Nicaragua in a situation like that? Be thrown into the lion's den, especially because we would be returning from the United States. They considered the United States to be the enemies of mankind. So all of us here are considered to be dissidents by the government.
For Valenzuela, she says returning to Nicaragua could mean facing hunger or even incarceration. Attorney Steve Brazelton echoes those concerns for thousands of other TPS holders who are grappling with this uncertain situation.
It's tough for many of those people just to return home after 20 years. They may no longer have a home available. They may no longer have the same family support when they return. So it's a very difficult situation for those people facing the prospect of returning to their home countries after being here for 20 plus years.
For now, Valenzuela remains hopeful and will continue working towards retirement and being present in her grandchildren's lives. For KUNR News and Noticiero Móvil, I'm Karina Gonzalez.